hat and heels for Imar Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
We're back. Tough start for the Brisbane Roar. They ran into the Premiers last week. Played well, mind you. Now they've got, they had Melbourne City round one, and now they've got Melbourne Victory on Sunday after being told by the Queensland government it had to fly in and out of Melbourne on the day of the game. And that edict hasn't really sat well with the coach, Warren Moon.
Yeah, massively. I mean, I don't know what to say. I'm still, you know, it's no shock that when the draw came out officially 6 or 7 weeks ago, you know, Brisbane Roar asked the questions of the league and the government, and I think it wasn't until Tuesday that we had a definitive answer what we were doing. And so I'm gobsmacked, really. I don't know what to say about it. You know, I've come from the NPL where we would travel the day before because we know that's best practice. Yet in the A-League, we're for round one against one of the best teams in the land. We're travelling and not arriving into Melbourne until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So, you know, we could have sat here and not said anything, but I just... Yeah, I really don't know what to say about it. It's disappointing. We're going to have to be resilient and we're going to have to find a way. I mean, what choice do we have? We're not the decision makers, unfortunately. You know, I would love to obviously have the same opportunities and advantages everyone else has, proper preparation for the games that we all expect, every team, you know. And that's our challenge, and we have to try and find a way to overcome it. You know, we can't moan about it now. It's done. It's in place. And I believe unless anything changes, we'll do it again in round four for Western United.
Yeah, regardless, they were pretty good in round one, I thought. So you can search the A-League for more info to buy tickets, see the Roar in action this season. They're coming up in round three. As I said, they're back in Melbourne this Sunday to tackle the Victory before their first home game of the season. That's December 4 against Adelaide. So don't miss the Brisbane Roar this season. Secure your tickets now. Search A-Leagues to buy tickets, Fields.
Well, they can always look into relocating, like the Melbourne Storm. You know, you sort of said it's, you know, nothing we should moan about. Why is he moaning? So, come on. That's the last little moan. Now they've got to get onto the challenge of it.
A winning game.
And NRL teams have been doing it for two seasons now. It can be done in and AFL, I think, fly in and out now.
Yep,
so,
we do it daily.
You know, while other teams mightn't be doing it in your comp, you just have to do it and get into it. It can be done.
The TAB Queensland Summer Racing Carnival has arrived. We've just hit a little small hurdle with this rain around. Gamble responsibly. If you've got any dramas there, give them a call, 1-800-858-858. We've got Steph Thornton on the line. Steph, it's been a pretty easy week for you.
Has been a pretty easy week so far.
But
I'd like it not to get much easier, though. I'd like it to, you know, I'd like to get a bit busier at the end of the week.
Yeah, good call. And I bet it's, you know, whilst you're having a day off yesterday, you didn't get any freshness out of that day off. It's a bit like a rain delay in a cricket game. You know, you're sitting there, you're mentally switched on, and you've got to go again maybe today or tomorrow, and you're not getting, it doesn't feel like a day off is what I'm trying to say. Is that right?
No, that's it. You're ready to go, and then they tell you we're not. But obviously, we also can't do much because the way the weather is. So you're kind of sitting around twiddling your thumbs and hoping the rest of the week's going to go ahead.
Well, I've had a little birdie whisper to me that you've been out Christmas shopping.
I did. I utilised my time well yesterday.
Well, I mean, I would imagine Ben would be hoping for plenty because he's been out of work for 4 months. You've been the sole breadwinner for the family. I hope you've bought the best presents.
I think I've nailed the presents this year.
Oh, yeah. Any hints?
I've put in... No way. I can't give away anything.
Well,
I've put in quite some thought to them.
Oh, good. Sunny Coast tomorrow. Will we see action, do you think?
Oh, look, I'm not too sure. I'm actually not sure how much rain they've had up there. The one thing about the Sunny Coast is it's a great wet track. It handles rain. The only query with it sometimes can be the visibility if you've got rain through the meeting. I think as a track, it can cop as much rain as anywhere, but it'll just be what comes on the night.
Steph, you've got the Gold Coast on Saturday. I'll actually be in attendance there. Fingers crossed it goes ahead. Is there any update there whether it will or whether it won't, or is it just the morning of the race day will be decided, or will you just get told the night before?
Look, they usually don't make a call until the morning of. Obviously, the concerning part is that it's already a heavy 10 and the rain doesn't look like stopping anytime soon. So Gold Coast probably isn't quite as resilient when it comes to rain as what the Sunny Coast track is. It probably can't cop it quite as much. So, look, I'd say they'll wait till it's close too to make a call. And with a bit of luck, hopefully the meeting's just postponed or a couple of those better races will be reprogrammed.
Yeah. I said Gawonji now looks like heading to the Spelling Paddock and they're just going to wait after yesterday's postponement.
Yeah, that's it. I think it's sort of it's hard when meetings get called off. Obviously, the horses are trained to the T for that day and it always throws a spanner in the works when you can't end up going to the races. So hopefully things can work out for everyone that's got horses in on the weekend.
We were ready to beat Gawonji yesterday. Chris Munts had my horse, Hot Spring Gold, ready to go.
Your horse?
Yeah, mine.
Hang on a minute.
It's mine.
Unbelievable.
Oh, geez, they're up in arms in here.
Goodness me.
A bit feisty this morning, Steph. Now you're a big one on confidence and a rider's confidence. How can someone, is there such a thing as a machine that you could practice on while you're having time off? You know, like an ergo in rowing or anything like that? Have you got anything?
Yeah, we have mechanical horses. You've got either one that's spring-loaded or one that is mechanical and you go with it. But it's probably the closest to mimicking what we do on race day. And for myself and Ben, we've got one here at home. And,
righto. Oh, really?
Yeah. They're they're great for fitness as well, just away from the races, because obviously you can get as fit as you can in the gym, but there's nothing quite like race fitness. So it's probably the closest thing you can do to reaching that.
I want to dig a little bit deeper here. What is there a TV, like you're actually racing, you put them on the TV and you're behind it and is it like a video game sort of setup?
We don't have that one, but there is one like that. We had that in apprentice school back in Melbourne, and you'd had to ride your race from the start and the horse could actually pull a little bit. So you got a decent workout on it.
Right.
But we don't have that one. We've got the spring loaded one. It just sits in the office, but they do have one that is like a video game.
Have you got a bucking one? I've been on the bucking one.
That's a bull, mate.
That's a bull, not a horse.
And how sore are you the next day? We did that in Vegas Gilly's in Vegas. Oh, we couldn't walk the next day. Our forearms are sore, our groins.
Oh, my goodness.
No good.
All right, well, you've taken us off on a tangent here, Steph, but it's been fun. Let's hope you see some action over the next couple of days. You're right, with these leaden skies around and the threat of more rain, I don't know how much work you're going to get to do over Friday and Saturday, Sunny Coast and Gold Coast, but we'll keep our fingers crossed and we'll keep a lookout for your rides.
Beautiful. Thanks very much, guys.
Good luck, Steph.
TAB Queensland Summer Racing Carnival. It's arrived. Let's hope it keeps going this weekend. Visit queenslandsummercarnival.com.au. But remember, gamble responsibly. We need to break for the news. Thanks to RET Energy for 100% Australian electricity and gas switch today. Call 131806.